You know, I was lucky in that I got out of the Marine Corps in 1953 and was a young cowboy, and it was a good time for a cowboy in Hollywood because there was a lot of work. There were Westerns everywhere, and I was there during the boom of the Westerns for television. And one of the nice things about the business is that I got to meet a lot of the people that I always wanted to know. Got to be friends with Ken Maynard and John Wayne and Gary Cooper and most of the big legends and stuff, and it was a real privilege to know them and to work with them, and a lot of fun for me in those times. And then to get to join the Sons of the Pioneers. The bottom kind of fell out of the Westerns, and I came back to Orange County, and I took a job breaking horses down in San Juan Capistrano. And I'd been there 13 months when I got a call from a stuntman friend of mine named Forrest Burns, who told me that the Sons of the Pioneers were looking for a tenor. And anyway, it all worked out, and I joined the group. And I had been a fan all of my life. They started the year I was born, which was 1933. And there's never been a time in my life that there hasn't been a Sons of the Pioneers. But we traveled along, all of the older guys that, you know, they were my heroes. We had a Dodge motorhome that we did 200,000 miles in that Dodge motorhome, playing fairs and rodeos all over the United States and Canada. And that didn't count 1 mile of flying time. We flew a lot too. So we really traveled and we saw the country, and they were great times. And I remember riding along in the bus and taking a guitar up to the front, and we'd sing all of those old songs of Bob Nolan and Tim Spencer and Stan Jones just for the joy of doing it. And they were great times, and they seemed like they would last forever. On the downside, because of our great age difference, one by one, I had to say goodbye to them. And they had literally, outside of my family, become my best friends. And I still think of them fondly and remember those great times. Last year, I was thinking about them and wrote a song that sort of honors their memory. It's called Old Pioneers. Old pioneers, I'm calling down your sundown trail. Somewhere out in the west, I hope you hear me. Down through the years, I follow you and tell your tale. And when I do my best, I feel you near me. Late in the night, when my campfire's burning low, I can hear you in the gentle winds that blow. Then comes the dawn, its silver light creeping. Did I hear you? Were you here while I was sleeping? In spring, when raindrops gather in the roiling river, cascading down the falls, I stand in wonder and sing again old songs you wrote and feel a shiver. As old friends from the clouds applaud with thunder, your voices in harmony blend. Where old trails of memories wend, cascading down. In that golden sunset, and in that final scene, I'll hear you singing. Till then, old friends, I'll ride the trails we rode together and share in all the joy your songs keep bringing. Still lives on Thank you.